بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. 217 was narrated by Abdullah ibn Ma'qal. He said, I sat with Ka'b ibn Ujrah, may Allah be pleased with him, and asked him about the fidya. And he replied, this ayah, this revelation was revealed concerning my case especially, but it is also for you in general. I was carried to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the lice were falling in great numbers on my face. The Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've never thought that your ailment or struggle has reached to such an extent as I see. Can you afford a sheep? I replied in negative. Then he said, fast for 3 days or feed 6 poor persons, each with half a sa' of food. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered him to distribute a farq, which is 3 sa'ahs, between 6 poor persons, sacrifice a sheep or fast 3 days. This hadith is usually related to what is known as fidyatul adha. And fidya means ransom. And here it means what you pay as an expiation, or what you do in return for something that took place which you were not supposed to do as a muhrim. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this in Surah Al-Baqarah. And Allah Azza wa Jal told us that those who have a need to do some of the things that are restricted in ihram, and among them is to have something wrong or something harmful in their head, and hence they need to remove that hair, this is permissible, as in the case of Ka'b ibn Ujrah, but one has to pay the expiation. In this hadith, and from other hadiths, when looking at them through the light of the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, we understand that if a person is in need to do something of the restricted things in ihram, he is given the choice of one of three, either to sacrifice a sheep or a seventh of a camel or a cow, or to feed 6 people the amount of half a sa' each, which means that he should feed each poor person 2 muds, or he has a choice of fasting 3 days. And there is no preference to those. Scholars say you have the choice, but of course we know that a sacrifice is far greater than feeding 6 poor person or fasting the 3 days. And scholars cascade this hadith to any of the things that are restricted to do while in the state of ihram. And they give an example: if a person is handicapped or disabled and cannot wear the dress of ihram, the garments of ihram, in this case, scholars say that if he had to wear trousers or a shirt or something that is not permitted for a muhrim, this is permissible, but he has to pay fidyatul adha. He has to give this compensation or this expiation for the things that he's going to do. Likewise, if a person had to clip his nails for one reason or the other, or he had to put perfume, or he put it intentionally, not he had to, but he put it intentionally, in this case, he has to give the fidyatu al-adha. As for those who do these things out of forgetfulness or out of a mistake, it's not intentional, and then scholars say that they are not obliged to do anything, because Allah Azza wa Jal forgives those who do such acts out of forgetfulness or by mistake. The following hadith is narrated by Abu Shurayh Khuwaylid ibn Amr al-Khuza'i, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said to Amr ibn Sa'id ibn al-As, and he was going to send troops in batches to Mecca. Amr ibn Sa'id, he was going to send armies to Mecca to fight Abdullah ibn Zubair, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father. So Abu Shurayh said, O chief, and he's respectfully addressing the Amir, the leader. So he said, O chief, allow me to tell you a statement which Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the second day of the conquest of Mecca. My two ears heard it, and my heart remembered it, and my two eyes saw him when he said it. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, Mecca has been made a sanctuary by Allah and not by the people. So it is not lawful for a person who believes in Allah and in the last day to shed blood in it or to cut its trees. And if someone asks the permission to fight in Mecca because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was allowed to fight in it, say to him, Allah permitted his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not allow you. And even he, that is the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, was allowed for a short period of the day. And today his sanctity has become the same as it was before. Those who are present should inform those who are absent about this hadith, that is. Then Abu Shurayh was asked, may Allah be pleased with him, what did Amr say to you when you gave him this advice? Abu Shurayh said, he said, I knew that better than you. O Abu Shurayh, the haram, that is the Mecca area, does not give refuge to a sinner or a fleeing murderer or a person running away after causing destruction. Now this hadith, Abu Shurayh is advising this man who was about to send his troops to fight Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And as we know, after the death of Muawiyah, may Allah be pleased with him, there was a confusion whether Yazid was supposed to assume the leadership or the imamah or the khilafah or not. And so many things happened afterwards. We will not go into that because history is something that took place in the past and it would not do us any good to discuss it at the moment. As Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, may Allah be pleased with him and have mercy on his soul, when he was asked about what happened between Ali and Muawiyah, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal did protect our swords from participating in such a battle, and therefore we protect our tongues from talking about such a subject because it would not do you any good. However, Abu Shurayh is speaking to Amr when he wanted to do what he wanted to do, and he told him, I'll give you an advice. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us the second day of his conquest to Mecca, and it's an issue of dispute among scholars, was Mecca opened by force or was it by truce? And the most authentic opinion, it was opened by force, and that is why the Prophet entered it with an army, and that is why he's saying in this hadith that Allah made it permissible only for me, only for a portion or a period of the day. So Abu Shurayh, may Allah be pleased with him, went to Amr and spoke to him in a very polite manner. And this is how people should talk to the leaders and to those who assume positions. It is not at all part of the Sunnah to go to the leader and shout at him or curse him or talk to him in a disrespectful way, especially in front of people, because Allah ordered Musa and Harun to go to Pharaoh and to advise him gently. and he's Pharaoh, and they're the messengers of Allah. Yet Allah ordered them to address him in a very lenient and soft manner. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.